Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, while Haifa enjoys mild breezes. As evening approaches, temperatures will remain mild, offering a comfortable night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, the UAE secretly carried out military strikes on Iran's Lavan Island oil refinery during the war. This comes from I-24 News in the past hour. Also, the U.S. has issued new sanctions over Iran's oil shipments to China. The State Department announced a reward of up to $15 million for information on the IRGC's financial mechanisms. This is reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the UAE's military strikes in Iran included an attack on a refinery, according to a Mariv report from earlier today. Separately, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated on 60 Minutes that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen separately from the Iran war. This was reported by The Forward from earlier today. And finally, Australians' attitudes towards Israel are reportedly worse than in comparable countries, according to the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. I24News_EN posted just minutes ago that the UAE's military strikes on Iran, including the attack on Lavan Island, occurred in early April as Trump announced a ceasefire. Shanaka86, a defense analyst, wrote just now about the extensive U.S. military presence in CENTCOM and recent tensions with Iran, noting the IRGC's warning against U.S. bases. Yai Net News reported minutes ago that Tel Aviv's luxury housing market is stagnating, with developers increasing broker fees due to unsold apartments. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the UAE's military action, I-24 News reported the UAE conducted secret airstrikes on Iran's Lavan Island refinery, targeting critical infrastructure. This action signifies heightened tensions and a more assertive stance by the UAE in regional conflicts. The implications could affect oil markets and regional alliances. Turning to U.S. sanctions on Iran, the Jerusalem Post detailed new sanctions targeting Iran's oil exports to China, aiming to cripple the IRGC's financial networks. The substantial reward for information highlights the U.S.'s determination to disrupt Iran's economic lifelines. These measures could strain U.S.-Iran relations further. Meanwhile, the report by Mariv complements earlier news from I-24, providing more details on the UAE's military involvement in Iran. This underscores a growing regional willingness to act unilaterally against perceived threats. The regional power dynamics could shift significantly as a result. In a separate development, Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes emphasize a strategic distinction between conflicts with Hezbollah and Iran. The Forward reports that Netanyahu seeks to manage these threats independently to avoid broader escalation. This approach could influence Israel's military and diplomatic strategies. Finally, the Australian Jewish News highlighted a concerning trend of deteriorating perceptions of Israel among Australians. This reflects challenges in public diplomacy and the need for stronger engagement with international communities. On the economic front, first, a Mariv business survey revealed a significant price gap for dairy products ahead of Shavuot, with some chains offering savings up to 669 shekels. Rami Levy and Osher Ad are leading in affordable pricing. Separately, CTEC reported on Valley Bank COO Russell Barrett, who sees great potential for startups to disrupt the software industry. He spoke at the Mind the Tech conference, emphasizing opportunities for innovation. And finally, Ynet Business reported that the dollar has reached a new 30-year low against the shekel. This follows hints of a possible Iran deal by Trump, impacting currency markets significantly. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.